All right. Good evening. Welcome. Are we live?
That's
I guess so.
Good.
All right. So, welcome to the Wednesday evening call, questions and answers with the Elohim. You can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And as usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call. We have several people here. Every time that you hear a ding, there's someone else joining in. So I heard from Monica, from Debbie, from Grandma Wida. Welcome to you all. Who else joined in? Feel free to say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
I think I heard John.
Dharmananda.
Dharmananda. Welcome, Dharmananda.
Thank you.
Who else? Feel free to say your name and location.
Roger.
Jill Florida. From Rochester.
I hear Jill and Roger. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Anyone else? All right. And welcome to all those listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And right after this show, at 7 p.m. Pacific, we go over to another conference call. Not on the internet, only for phone accessible, which is our daily whole planet healing gathering. We come together for some time. We mingle together initially. We mute the phone lines. And Wynn reads an excerpt from the channel materials or plays a recording, whereafter we do like a visualization for global issues to be put into the love light. And you can participate by calling in at 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513#. You can also go to wholeplanethealing.com and find that phone number. Two more people joined in. Welcome to you folks. Please say your name and location.
Finally. Cecil from Seattle.
Hey, Cecil. The Sea Serpent. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Down in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, Hi, Don.
Thanks.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Ice. It's Mary Aileen in Cincinnati. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mary Aileen. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Aileen.
Hi.
Cecil, don't know if you heard of Jill, but Jill is here as well.
Oh, good. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Dad. Jill. Love you.
Love you, too.
We had a rainbow here a few minutes ago.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jeannie and Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, Jeannie. Hi, everybody. Don't everybody talk at once.
Don Harmon.
Yes.
Will you greet the callers from here on, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. I can trick Mary Aileen into doing it.
She likes it too, huh? She's good at it. Take turns.
Pull a Huck, a Tom Sawyer. Was he the one? Tom Sawyer, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be fun, right?
If you think so, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the call. Name and location?
Antonio in California.
Hi, Antonio.
And the next call?
Hi, Don. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Antonio.
And the rest.
And the rest.
I think I heard
welcome
somebody from New
call.
Mexico.
Say your name and location. Please do
Annie
so.
Annie in San Diego.
Hi, in San Diego. Didn't catch your name?
Hanny, H-A-N-I.
Oh, hi, Hanny. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Hanny.
Hello, everyone.
Is that Daryl?
Mary Aileen, go. It's all you.
Please announce yourself. Please announce yourself. Welcome to the call.
Yes, Robin from Virginia.
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hello, Robin.
Hello.
And the next caller.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Don. Hi, Antonio. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Debbie.
Now, earlier, did I hear a lady from New Mexico?
Yes. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Good evening, Don. It's Wanda and Lipo.
Hi, Wanda. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Wanda.
Hey, who's
welcome
next?
To the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Jay from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Hiya.
Someone's serenading us.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to see your name and location?
Yeah, it's Lauren from Forks, Washington.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Lauren.
Howdy. Hi, Lauren.
You sound a little hoarse
Hi.
Today.
I sound tired.
Sounds like a little hoarse.
Lauren,
my pony. My pony.
I hope he doesn't get a little colt.
My little pony.
A little colt?
Yeah. Oh, I think we're beyond that.
Yeah.
Maybe grand colt.
Anyway, I wish him well.
Yeah.
And all those that have joined in recently through BBS Radio, we welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Hi, everyone on BBS.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
And somebody else? Welcome. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Are you taking requests? No, do you know classical gas?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's a great song, yeah.
I like what you're playing there. It's very nice.
Who's playing that?
Oh, I didn't realize I was on the... I thought I was
yeah,
on
the... Yeah, like, it's nice. Don't stop at my account.
Yeah,
stop. Thank you for playing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's not a disruption, so...
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, classical gas is good.
Thank you.
At first, I thought that was the waiting music.
That's too good to be the waiting music.
It qualifies as elevator music, huh?
No, that's too good.
To play the same loop over and over again.
Yeah.
Is Wynn here?
Yeah, this is. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Robert Harrelick, New York.
Hi, in New York.
Hey.
Hi, Robert.
Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
Yeah, hi.
Is Terry here?
Terry, are you here?
Nope.
Terry,
are you here?
Probably at happy hour. Being
yeah,
happy.
He's happying it up there.
But getting happy over there.
Lucky
Virgin
them.
Mary's.
Virgin Mary.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and city?
Hello, this is Noor, and I'm from Redmond, Washington.
Hi, Noor.
Hi,
Noor.
Hi, Noor.
Is she one of yours? Lauren?
No.
No? Phyllis's?
Do we have quite a few people from Washington State on the line, Nora?
We do.
Quite a few callers from Washington.
A whole bunch of you. Welcome to the call.
Are you, Nora, are you from Edmonton, Canada?
No, this is this place is called Redmond. It's a sort of a suburb of Seattle. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Redmond.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Redmond, I got it. Yes, of course.
You're just east of me.
Yeah, we got Cecil. He's in Seattle, or near Seattle.
Cool. Great.
Hello, Seattle.
Lauren and Phyllis, they're both in Washington.
Washington really is coherent with the duration of this call. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
I think they forgot us, Dawn.
It's possible.
We'll just have a room call. That's all. Go ahead, Dawn.
We listen to guitar music.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very soothing. Continue. Oh, it's lovely.
Yesterday, I woke up at 9 in the morning, and hello, it's a Sunday call today.
I get confused all the time.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Good.
But only if you want to.
Only if you want to.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and your location?
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi.
Hi,
happy lady.
Hi.
Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Yes.
Hello. Good evening. Hi.
Is Terry happy?
She sounds like it.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Did you go to happy hour today?
No, we don't usually do that anymore.
See, she doesn't have to drink to get happy.
No, we Welcome don't drink if we go.
At all.
It's vicariously drunk.
You don't have to drink to go to happy hour, though.
Welcome to the call.
We just...
Did you go to happy hour, Terry?
Hi, Wynn.
No. Where did you come from?
Wynn.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Cecil.
We're so glad you could make it.
I have a question for today.
You have a question for today?
I do. On Sunday, I asked about if I had implants, and they said I have. And
they said what?
They said I had 3 implants.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know how they got there, how to get rid of them, and what do they do?
I don't even remember it.
You said there was more than one kind.
One was mental. One, they said it was tooth implant, and the other one I can't remember.
Can implants ever be beneficial?
Tooth implants?
Well, I would think a tooth implant can.
Oh, yeah, that kind of a dental implant. I don't think that's what they're talking about, though.
That apparently was one of them.
Now, I should ask, is the answer too scary for Antonio to hear?
No, I think that I should listen to the answer before, because I'm getting a different idea of it, of what, you know.
You know, some questions, they're not suitable for answering in public, okay? They really aren't.
But they usually tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
they usually, mm-hmm.
they take into account the person and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get Robert Harlick's question?
Today? Did he send it again?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Robert, you sent it again?
I sent it again.
Robert, what email did you send it to?
What do I know of what?
What email,
what email
did you,
did
send,
you
it
send it to?
I sent it to questions@intelligentinfinity.com. And I also
Intelligent or intelligent dash infinity?
Dash.
Yes, I have the dash in it.
Okay.
questions@intelligent-infinity.
Yeah.
I don't see your question. You want me to quickly write it down right now?
Please.
Yeah, you can write it down.
Unless it's six paragraphs long.
No. I made this very small. All right, the question
what is
I would
it?
Like Go- to ask. I think that when a person knows something about his past life, it helps settle on a spiritual orientation. So my question is about what can they tell me about my past life? For example, was there a life before the Israelites left Egypt or during the Exodus? And if it was, what kind of a person was I then? What kind of things did I do? What kind of things did I struggle with?
Can I make a suggestion, okay?
Yeah.
If I was asking that, you know, everyone has had a lot of past lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a way to ask it that would get you a better answer, right? What past life or past lives are most influencing this life?
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Wynn, they always want to hear the question as the person asks it.
I thought it was 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when a person knows something about his past... Okay. When a person knows something about a past life, I think it can help them, right?
Yes.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking, and that's what I'm curious about.
And what was the second part of your question?
What kind of a person I was and what I struggled with.
You had oriented that around the
Exodus.
Exodus, yeah. Yep, didn't you?
Yeah, I mentioned something. Did I have a past life before the Exodus? Did I have a past life during the Exodus, for example?
There you go. That's part of the question.
I welcome all of you that are listening online through BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Questions and answers with the Elohim. I think it is time for us to get going. It is 6:16.
Let's get going. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Super. You got my question?
Pardon me?
You got my question?
Did I get your question? I don't believe I did. Yeah. Okay.
I sent it at 6 o'clock.
You sent it at 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
This is Nora. I sent in a question around 6 as well. I'm not sure if you got it or if there would be time for that as well. But...
Okay, wait a moment. You want to know something? I just refreshed my email. Dharmananda, I got your question, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Robert, I even got your question too.
Oh, good.
How about Nora?
Just a moment.
It's Nor, N-O-O-R.
I got you.
Okay.
Activating crown chakra.
N-O-R-R. Okay.
N-O-O-R. Yes.
How about Monica?
N-O-O-R.
Oh, that's
okay.
A beautiful
okay.
name.
Well, I'll send a couple questions in if you run out of questions.
No, I'm not going to run out. I thought I might.
You can ask me last. My questions aren't important, so it doesn't matter.
How about family questions?
Just general curiosity.
Well, sometimes you ask things that are very helpful for other people, you know, in terms mm-hmm. of learning. So it's okay.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, fellas. Hi. Hi-ho.
Hi, Phyllis.
Sunny Squim.
Hi,
Phyllis. Hello.
Hi, Phyllis.
All right. Hi. Things are off. I'm going to mute the phone lines. Are you ready, Lynn?
Yeah. Do you guys notice that Phyllis has that kind of Joan of Arc energy?
Whoa.
I never met Joan of Arc.
What kind of energy is that?
Yeah, really.
Beautiful energy. As soon as she comes on, you can feel it. She's like sparkly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for noticing.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Muted.
It is what? 6/10/2020.
The recording has started.
So today it is June the 10th, 2020. Wynn, if you're talking, we can't hear you. I guess Wynn dropped out. All right. Let us discontinue with the recording.
This session is no longer being recorded.
He might not be aware that he's off, Terry.
Okay, I'll go get him. I'll go get him.
All right. Questions and answers with the Elohim, our wonderful friend Terry Brown has the capacity, the talent, the gift to be able to channel. Welcome back, Wynn.
I dropped out. And, did you notice?
Yes. Yes. So I did stop the recording. So here we go again. It is 6 June the 10th, and the things are off.
The recording has started.
Hi, this is June 10th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And this is our evening for questions with the Elohim. And I am sorry, we were putting together the questions. We didn't get them all together. And then I got dropped off the line. So we're here now, and we're ready to start. And Terry, let me see if I hear you. Are you there?
Okay.
Hello, Terry. Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I hear you.
Okay.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And before we have our sources greet you, let me just remind you that we are communicating with a conglomerate of two huge group souls. I'm sure they don't have their entire groups. There'd be millions of people answering our questions. But they work as teams, and they formulate the answers in another dimension where time moves differently, so they can actually collaborate on an answer. And when they do this, they have explained that what they do is they tune in to your energy field, and they look at your energy field, and then they evaluate it and give an answer. But when they tune into your energy field, it creates a a connection to them, which, if you follow it, you can develop an ongoing relationship with them. It's like a good first step. You can do it just by coming into the calls regularly. And they can, you never know how they're going to interface with somebody and all the parameters, but the people that get it find it way valuable. Okay, so, and when they answer a question, they don't want you to believe their answer blindly. Believe what resonates, okay? And let me turn it over to our sources, and they can greet us.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We would like to make one correction here. When we tune in to either, take a look at what the answer might be, we do not tune into your energy field. We tune into your matrix as a whole, your hologram. We tune into your environment because sometimes the environment holds the answer. We tune into your past. We tune into your future. So it is much more broader than tuning into your energy field. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense or doesn't seem right, then disregard it as not meant for you at that time. We are a combination of the Elohim, part of the Elohim and part of the Ra group. It is as if not the whole group is there, but we are standing by in the two groups to have whatever individual within the group is best suited to answer your question or take a look. Last week, we tuned in Sunday, and it was the Ra group that was more adept at answering your questions. So last Sunday, it was more of the Ra group. An individual or a group in the Ra group that answered the questions. We look forward to answering your questions. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line, and we don't come through the computer. That is where the voice comes from. So we are a little bit before. We're there just a little bit before the voice is there. Do you have questions?
Thank you. This is from Vince Petrop. And he said, thank you for asking my Elohim question 2 months ago. When they spoke to me, I felt some unusual energy around me, similar to a magnetic field. I am grateful for the information they give us and to you and Terry for making it possible. The material you wrote in Creator Gods is amazing. There can hardly be anything more interesting than communicating with beings like Elohim and Ra. And here's my next question. In the Law of One, Ra described their words, we hope that your Ra plans materialize, as a cosmic joke. Now, I'm not sure I get that. We hope that your Ra plans materialize. He's not telling the context of it. But let me go on. Can you tell me what type of humor exists in the higher realms and tell us a joke to illustrate it? Okay. We need Robin Williams. We'll turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. We tend to be on the serious side because we have business to conduct, but we do have humor. For instance, when somebody asks, can you make this final result for me? Bam, final result. And we said, well, there is a process involved. For instance, if you're making an omelet, you want to crack the eggs, to beat the eggs up, to add a little milk, to put them into the frying pan, and then cook, turn on the stove and cook your omelet. So it is not like we can do all those steps, or you see it as if we instigate something, you also have to be the instigator of it. You have to be the one that is desirous of it, that is asking for it. And then we know it, we can evaluate exactly where you are at in the process of what you wish and can begin to add some of the steam behind it and see how we can make it go faster. But it's not like we can suddenly do all those processes and get your final result. Although sometimes people can bypass all of the steps. We can bypass all of the steps, but the person really has to be ready for that. Sometimes real situations can turn out to be humorous. Not everyone may consider that humorous, but one time when asked and they said that they gave that the process had to be like breaking the egg and making the omelet, not having the pre-made omelet suddenly appear.
That's the one I was thinking of when he asked the question. Okay, let's go to the next question. Okay, this is from Noor in Redmond, Washington. And I have had a kind of awakening recently, and I'm realizing that I might have a small ability to access the higher self. So I am practicing and learning about this area as much as I can, as fast as I can. I feel at times I can access the higher self and the spirit and receive messages clearly, but other times I totally doubt what I am receiving, if all, and even feel blocked and hindered by negative energy. I would like some clarity on what is happening. I do need to seek out someone to do a clearing. Also, some advice on how to progress, hopefully faster. Thank you. Noor.
Thank you. When you run into blocks and problems, there are, it's kind of like a detour. And don't worry about it. Just observe it and let it ride and see what it presents you. And it can be an area of great learning. We are familiar with things like the block suddenly appearing and then being taken away. So if you experience that, just relax into it. As getting uptight and demanding that the block leave, it's not going to help. You want to simply acknowledge the block, observe it, and see if it will clear. You have a great number of questions within your one question there. You do have the abilities, and the abilities, once they start to come in flashes and little snippets, that is good. So just observe it and let that happen. As you progress, it will get more and more snippets. Do not expect to get to the final result all at one time, but you know, you will know the final result when you get it. But in a way, there is no final result because growth keeps on happening. The connections keep on getting more consistent, better. Play with it, watch it, observe it, and love it. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, she was looking for someone to do a clearing. You think Fred would be a good person to recommend her to?
We people come to mind. If it concerns a lot of negative attacks or blockages in the way, Fred could be good. It could be good to call him and see what he has to offer along the line. We mm-hmm. were thinking more of a high inspirational guide. We do not have any names that have been vetted in your area right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to call Fred, he's good at getting rid of negative attacks and negative entities. And a lot of people then feel clearer after that. And his website is heavenlyclearings.com. And, you know, look at his website, see if it resonates. And otherwise, keep it out there and somebody will show up. We're going to go to the next question now. All right. And this is from Tammy Ferringer in Mercer, Pennsylvania. And I'm going through the people that never submitted a question before first. So I saw a large prism looking object, 4 feet tall, 2 or 3 feet wide in my home years ago. It was slowly turning sparkly and utterly beautiful. I was sitting reading to several three-year-olds during nap time, and some... Now, she has a word here that looks like the wrong word. I was sitting reading several three-year-olds during nap time, and I think some of them were awake and saw it too. I think that's it, okay? I was speechless when it appeared in the middle of the room. I could find no explanation, but was not afraid. I'm still overwhelmed with the beauty I witnessed. I would love to know what it was and why it was in my home. Tammy, Mercer, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. It was an overlapping or a cutting in to a higher density, or one that was existing between densities, and it was a visitation from a being from a higher realm. He was really delighted with your interaction with the children, and that wished to give grace and beauty to the circumstance.
Thank you. This is a question from Robert Haralick. Okay? I think that when a person knows something about his past lives, it helps settle on a spiritual orientation. So I would like to know about my past lives. How many? Was there a past life before the Israelites left Egypt? If so, who? Was there a past life during the Exodus? If so, who? What about past lives in Europe? Does the Elohim have anything they can share with as much particulars that they can share? And keep in mind that we have about 5 more questions, and we have 15 more minutes. So please answer that, and then he can answer more parts of it in future weeks. Thank you.
Thank you. We see that you have had a great many lives. However, they haven't all been in the third density. Some of them have been in the sixth density and the seventh density. And we are looking... it just may not make sense, but we see that some of your lives have been overlapping. We then take a look at the Exodus. We see you did have a life, however, it was cut short. And then you did have another life right after the Exodus. And you heard stories of it, and you were trying to remember, as we see, you were trying to remember the Exodus because you weren't sure what happened to you. And you were trying to see. You had a particular interest in it because you were a part of it for a little while, but you were older, and so you did not make the Exodus, but you were in the beginning stages of it. If we ever see anything that doesn't ring true, then disregard it. But if it does ring true, then simply look at it and then look at your own pictures, because you yourself have the memories and they are there to access. So use our communication just to be a guide to see what more you yourself can see. You're correct that this, the look at your past lives can give you more insights into your current life. As for instance, your current religion is connected with your past life religions. In some of your beliefs, as you had studied very hard to be able to understand more, you're trying to understand and get to the basics of life. And your studies were there's a feeling, and perhaps you get this feeling now, of reverence, of a dash of excitement, a dash of challenge, a dash of wonder, a dash of curiosity. So that is what we see right now.
I have a quick question. Is the biblical story of Exodus somewhat close to what actually happened?
Yes, however, there were circumstances, natural circumstances, which coordinated with the biblical circumstances to put it into the physical reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
So it is a part of history, if you look closely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dharmananda asked a question. It seems that the dark evil forces are causing a lot of pain and suffering, with riots and destructions all over the world now. And he's not even mentioning viruses. And he's asking, are the forces of evil getting too strong? Are they getting an upper hand? Or do we still have a potential to win?
We still have a potential to win. Definitely. We see that the military right now, not all the military, but a lot of the military, 33,000 of the military are working very hard to come up on the ethical side of things and justice. So the discontinue without backsliding. Be very careful of how you in studying what is going on and how you can help the ethical justice of what is being fought for here. It is very important. Orientation of this group is very important, as it helps to put justice and equity and into the mass consciousness, which is needed right now.
Thank you. Next question, Antonio. You made a mention about implants to him. And if it's okay to answer this publicly, He wants to know how they got there, what do they do, and how to get rid of them.
Well, we speak to one, and that is of your past life orientation, which has caused you to be born into the family you were born into, that had the particular genetic matrix that you then inherited, which was consistent with what it was that you needed to learn. So the input here would be like what was taken on from the inheritance from your family, what was decided and what was experienced as a result of your orientation in a past life. They converge together. So in a way, there are two kinds of implants that are working together in that circumstance.
Thank you. Let's see. Judy Kane asks, what is the best way to access the Christ consciousness daily for healing and grace?
Thank you. To be ethical and just, that is one of the important ways. To be kind to yourself, love yourself, and your partner and your neighbors, within the guidelines of being just to yourself and just to others. In other words, do not allow injustice to work with it if necessary, and to use your common sense. We see that there are in the religion there are guidelines for how to live. The sayings of Jesus cast whoever is without sin to cast the first stone. Those are some of the guidelines.
Thank you. And you know what? We did it. We got one more question. We can do it. It's Jill's question.
Jill in Rochester.
Where does Jill live? Jill in Rochester, your hometown, okay?
No, it is not my hometown. This is Jerry.
Spencerport.
No.
Right?
No. This is Minnesota.
Oh, Rochester, Minnesota. Excuse me.
Yes.
Okay. I know that. I forgot it. I had an experience approximately 20 years ago that I was hoping to get clarity on. During my sleep, I was awakened by a feeling that there was someone in my bedroom. I opened my eyes and saw a very beautiful woman floating horizontally about a foot higher than my sleeping husband. I stayed very still so that I would not draw attention to myself. I watched in amazement as she smiled and seemed very pleasant and calm while looking at him. Although the room was totally without light, I could see her as if it was midday. After 2 minutes of observation, her head turned to look at me. As soon as she noticed that my eyes were open and watching her, she literally vanished. I felt no fear, only a curiosity as to who she was and what she wanted. I sat straight up in bed and called out to her to reveal who she was, and I invited her to return. She didn't either. I have never had an experience like that prior to this night, and none since. Anyone I tell this to says it was just a dream, but I have never had a dream feel that real. Some say it was just dream paralysis. However, I can still see her pretty face and long wavy hair and beautiful dress to this day, even after all these years. Are you able to tell me what or who I was seeing and what her intent was? Jill.
Thank you. Thank you. As we look at it, we see that she was very much caring for your husband in the vein of a nurturing, caring mother. That she, at one time on the past track, had been in such a relationship with your husband, and she was so happy to visit him and to see him gently sleeping. It was very caring on her part, a visitation from the other side.
Thank you. And I think, let me just double check here.
I had a couple of real short questions, if you're interested.
I saw them. Rockin' the Night. David Ferringer sent a question. But, David, you sent your question in right after 6. So let me ask. Officially, we're just about done, you know. But let me see if we can. But I'll do one of your questions, okay, Don? Hang on. Does the brain think, or is it more an organ of perception?
Who is asking that question?
Don Herman.
All right. Do not forget Dave's question. The brain facilitates thinking, and it is part of the landing process, the grounding process for the sending of the images. For particularly in the pineal gland, to send the images and to formulate them into a form that can be then digested and then sent to the lungs and in the throat and the chakras for expression or for the changing of the chemical structures depending upon the thoughts or whether it is a stress thought or not. It is a processing area. However, you do not need the brain to think because, as you leave the body and stay attached with your tether cord, you still have the ability to think.
Thank you. I don't really think we have time for Dave Ferlinger's question. Although, Dave, it's a very good question, very interesting question. So please send it in next week. And I tell people to send it in because I want to make sure they're going to be listening rather than just carrying it forward. And I want to thank all of you for who submitted questions tonight for your questions. And I hope and pray that they give you the answers, gave you some upliftment and enlightenment about your life. And do our sources want to say anything before we go?
The answers aren't always what you're looking for, but we hope that the answers will help.
Thank you. So, guys, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, PIN 250513, and I'll say it again, 712-770-4340, and then 250513, pound.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you.